Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm going to take the short segment to take a couple more calls, and then we're going to be joined by our guest, Alex Mitchell. Sad story of a vaccine side effect that the media doesn't want you to know about because they're paid for by the vaccine manufacturers. But quickly, a couple more phone calls here. Let's go to Monty in Florida. Monty, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
It's a privilege to be on the air with you today. It's my first time. And about the second round of lockdowns, I think they are coming back. And sadly, I think it's going to coincide with the upcoming elections. That seems to be their how they like to play things. But mm-hmm. I wanted to touch on something you said earlier in the first hour about committing to evil. And as a school board candidate myself down here in Hernando County, Florida, people really have a choice. They can either sit back and let the perverts in our schools groom our kids. And outside of the school system, you can sit back and let these Chinese-style lockdowns happen, or you can choose to commit to fight. For example, down here in Hernando County, when the school board defied the governor on the mask mandate, I took great inspiration from you guys, especially you, Owen, and Alex. I showed up to the very next school board meeting in a full biohazard suit. And I mocked them heavily, and I got other parents involved in mocking the school board. They showed up in Halloween masks and such. So our county, even though they defied Governor DeSantis on the mask mandate, we were able to end it after about a month. And one of the board members came to me and said, as long as you people stop coming up here in costumes, we'll end these mask mandates right now. So that is committing to a fight. People have to really get out there and fight back against this, regardless of lockdowns, mask mandates, or whatever. And I strongly urge your listeners, consider running for office. I'm running for a school board here in Hernando County. I'm not a politician. I'm a father. We actually homeschool our kids, but we're paying out the nose in taxes, and my kids are going to grow up and have to live with all these sexually abused kids and the warped reality that the school system is creating for them.
Well, And to get back to what you said about committing to evil or committing to fighting against evil is that's the problem, is most people just wake up and comply with it. They just comply with it, and that's why it gets worse and worse. And I do believe there's some sort of a sixth sense that we all innately have, that we all understand, and this is why we live in fear. Instead of giving that fear to God and being fearless, is that we know Satan runs this planet. You know that when you start to stand up against good and you become a leader in that stand, that the system that's satanic is going to be turned against you and you could be destroyed. Everybody knows that. That's why nobody speaks up. That's why they're letting pedophile groomers have access to their kids in the schools. Because, I mean, that's what I'm saying is, I'm not a parent. I don't have a kid in these schools getting taught how to be perverts, okay? I don't have perverts coming to teach my kids, but it's like, how do parents put up with that? So I go down the intellectual thought process. Okay, the parents put up with it because they don't want to take a stand because they're afraid what might happen to them. The school doesn't. The school puts up with it because they don't want to take a stand because they're afraid of what's going to happen to them. The law enforcement puts up with it because they don't want to take a stand because they're afraid of what's going to happen to them. And you say, but wait a second, what's going to happen to them? You're going to get fired. You're going to lose your pension. You're going to lose your retirement. You're going to lose your bank account. You're going to lose your free speech. You're going to be arrested. You're going to be lied about. You're going to be demonized. You're going to be physically attacked. So what do? They comply with evil because they'd rather be complicit with evil than have evil attacking them. But evil's already attacking them. And that's why the story in V for Vendetta, that's the analogy here, is it's not saying you have to die and face death to understand, but it's to understand you're already under attack from evil. just complying with it doesn't mean it's going to stop. It just means maybe you'll have a little lesser of a problem with the evil conquering you. But the sense of urgency from parents is really, I mean, it needs to stop.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Unnecessary government intervention in our lives needs to be stopped. Because what's happened is our governments are now satanic. They are corrupted, they are evil, they are demonic, they are filled with members of a death cult that believe it's their job as stewards of the planet to eliminate the human population or the human virus as they see it on the planet. Now, why do I say that leading into my next guest, Alex Mitchell, who has sadly had a bad vaccine injury happen to him? Because when your government is evil and satanic and you allow the government to intervene in your life whenever it sees fit, well, how do you think that's going to go, folks? And so that's what this is, an unnecessary government intervention in your life by way of a injection that they're calling a vaccine that isn't even a vaccine. And you can say, well, the government didn't mandate that. Well, maybe it wasn't your actual United States government, but it was the corporate government, or it was the U.S. government influencing the corporate government. That's how this works, folks. And so Alex Mitchell is from Scotland, and he sadly, because of government intervention, was told to get an AstraZeneca vaccine and had to have his leg amputated after it was confirmed to be a vaccine injury, vaccine-induced thrombotic thrombocytopenia. I may be butchering that, but you get the point. And so he is here with us today with one less leg, totally unnecessarily, but because of government intervention that was unnecessary, now he's here with us today. The story at InfoWars.com. Vaccine whore, man describes losing leg after AstraZeneca jab. And so, Alex, not just losing your leg, you should have never had to deal with that, but also other problems post-vaccine. What has it been like for you almost a year now from your vaccine injury?
It was actually a year yesterday. Well, it's the anniversary of me having my left leg amputated from above the knee. The year has been everything you can imagine in your worst nightmare, and probably more. It's more compounded that you're trying to fight to get a health back, to try and get some support, to then be find that the government that asked you to do the right thing for the right reasons, to save lives, to protect the NHS, to protect medical staff. People did that. Did it for a good reason. And they lied to us. They knew there was problems with these vaccines, test trials, whatever you want to call them. The result of which, people like myself have been in a real, real bad position. I've been left, not only have I'm unable to work anymore, I've got other health issues that I never had before. I now have an eyesight problem with my right eye. I'm waiting on a scan for that. I've had numerous scans. My blood is still checked every 2 weeks. I still speak with hematology conference calls every 3 months. I had one Tuesday where I had some good news that I'm no longer at a stage where I'm now able to go and receive dental work. I've not even been able to go and receive dental work because of what's happened to my bloods. The condition fit, vaccine-induced thrombiotic thrombopenia, it's a hard word to say. What it means in English, plain speak, is that the vaccine has caused my platelets to drop, my D-dimer to go through the roof, and there's an antibody in your blood. It's called negative PF4. That's what keeps your blood the consistency it is. With the VIC condition, it becomes positive, which then means that your blood just wants to clot. I'm now on permanent medication to thin my blood. It looks like I'll be on that medication for the rest of my life. I now have some eight-site problems where they think probably a microclot has maybe exploded in my eye. So they're going to have that looked at because the damage is not natural. So there's lots of side effects. They've taken a lot of my life away because I've spent the last year basically fighting to try and get some kind of support from anyone other than basic state benefits. Now, having never been unemployed in my life, state benefits is not something I'm used to. I've got a mortgage, I've got a car, like everyone else, I've got bills to pay. I've got two children, they're older, and they're not staying with me, but I've still got children, I've still got family. They've tried to take what I believe is my passion. Now, the picture that you flashed up there was me on my scooter, minus my leg. That was my passion. That was my life. I was quite happy being me. I was quite happy to fade into mediocrity. But they're trying to take that away from me and so many others. There's 438 VITs in the UK alone. Sadly, 78 were tragic. They were fatal cases. I'm now friends with some of their wives, their mothers, their husbands, their daughters, their partners. It's heartbreaking. These people have been confirmed to have, by coroner, to have passed solely by the AstraZeneca vaccine. And yet the British government is still holding out from giving these people support, and myself. There is 922 claims against the UK vaccine damage payment scheme in the last 2 years. They have not paid anyone out. Not a single claim. They have not supported a single family. That's just the 920 that met the criteria of now being medically 60% disabled. There is millions and thousands around the world, but particularly thousands, that are fighting just to get acknowledged that this has been caused by a vaccine. They're fighting. They've got a fight I've not got, and I don't understand that fight. I'm lucky. I've got all the medical paperwork. I've got all the evidence. I've got all the proof. It's all in writing. Everything. I've got a letter that says I am not allowed another vaccine because of my reaction to a vaccine. I have not worked in a year. I'm not allowed to work because my blood's still unstable. And as I say, I'm one of the lucky ones. I've got the evidence. I've got the medical evidence. I've got the medical team behind me, backing me. But there's thousands upon thousands of people that I'm in touch with on a daily basis. Some of them, these people have now become very close friends because their lives have been wrecked the same as mine. Now, whatever you think, whether it was a virus, not a virus, is neither here nor there. Our governments coerced us, pushed us to do the right thing. They told us not to hug our grannies. Some of what they've told us, and now they were partying. The Prime Minister of the UK and the Chancellor of the Exchequer of the UK were partying while people were dying. This is the contempt that these people have for vaccine damage injuries. I'm very angry. My life has been destroyed. I refuse to back down to these people. These people have to be called to action. These people will not even talk to us. All we want to do is let's talk. It's not difficult. We're not going to go anywhere. There's too many of us. I mean, I know that you in the USA, that the condition is very, very unheard of. Because there's only, as far as I'm aware, two, maybe three cases in the USA. Canada has quite a few. New Zealand has quite a few. Australia has quite a few. Norway, a lot. Norway were the first people to see the problems with the clotting issues. All we want is someone to help us. Mainstream media do not want to help us. They not want to know. Politicians. You know, I went down the official route through my MP, who has been fantastic, has written letters to both government departments. One department didn't even acknowledge an MP's letter.
We got to take a break here, Alex, but this is very powerful stuff, and you're not going to get your wish of fading into mediocrity now. You're going to have to be a leader for truth, and that's what you've become. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We're here with Alex Mitchell from Scotland, and he has sadly had severe side effects from his AstraZeneca injection, including a leg amputation and just continued blood problems. It looks like it's going to be a lifelong thing for him to deal with. And here's what people need to understand and why Kevin's story is so important. This is... really, it already is on that level, but we'll just say you're one step away from government-mandated death. And really, you're already there, quite frankly. But for some people, they might not be ready to understand that intellectual conclusion. When the government can mandate you to have an experimental medical procedure, or any medical procedure for that matter, that results in death, that's government-mandated death. I don't want to be in a civilization that has government-mandated death. And that's where this is going, folks. So that's why I get freaked out about this. That's why I stand guard against this. And that's why I'm not just pissed off that this is going on, but infuriated that other people don't understand this. If the government can mandate you to have a medical procedure, the government can mandate you to death. And that's where this goes. And so I saw Alex nodding his head in agreement. But comment on that. Or first, let me ask you this, though. What was it that prompted you to get the vaccine? Was it mandated by government? Was it mandated by work? Did you believe that it was going to help get things back to normal? What was your motivation to taking the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine just over a year ago?
In January, February, there was a lot of... my mum was elderly in 2019, just before all this kind of kicked off. She stayed with her neighbour. Neighbour was with her neighbour for 30-odd years, and the lady had fell and broken her leg, went into hospital, and passed away with COVID. And we were hearing all this, and we wanted to protect my mum. And given what we were being told, this virus was that bad, you know, for the last years of my mum's life, we locked her away. Now we realise we didn't need to. You know, we tried to protect, as we all have, the ones that we love. You don't want to lose your mum. You don't want to lose your gran. You don't want to lose your wife, your daughter. You don't want to lose your life. This was the narrative, and this was the way they were pushing it. So in March 2020, there was no reports, official knowledge, nothing was coming out that was any problems with anything. In fact, that very week, the BBC and the UK government announced that the vaccines were safe. So you're trying to do the right thing. Yeah. Do I regret it? That's something I'll always regret for the rest of my life. And every second of every day, I feel that I'll regret that for the rest of my life. I'll deal with that. I can live. I can't change what's happened to me. Nothing's ever going to give me my leg, my life, my love back. My mediocrity, as you said earlier. Nothing's ever going to bring that back. But what I can do is I can spend the rest of the days I've got fighting for justice. Not just for me, but all the ones that don't have a voice anymore. The names that are in my mind that never leave me. Every day, Stephen, Lucy, Lisa, Linda, Stephen, Zion,
and Tommy. I'm guessing some of those names did get the government mandated death.
They're all tragedies. They're all fatalities. I know their wives, their husbands, or daughters.
So it sounds to me that the answer is the corporate government propaganda is what made you want to get the vaccine to protect your mother, because that's what they were telling you. So I'm going to have a just kind of a two-pronged question for you here. Do you feel that you were lied to about the vaccine, and do you wish you would have known about these side effects before you took it?
Yes, I was lied to about the vaccine. We now know, we can prove I was lied to the vaccine. The safety data that was submitted to both the UK Health Regulatory and the FDA was the same data. The FDA rejected an emergency license on the grounds that the data was incomplete, incorrect, and outdated, yet the UK government went ahead with it. Now, even if the UK government didn't know at that point, surely when the FDA rejected the emergency use of it, that would have made them aware that there was a problem with the data, yet they still went ahead. There was no issues of side effects. On the 20th of March 2020, the sum total of the side effects I was told were, and this was verbally, not in a leaflet, not in a written form, this was verbally, you may have a sore site area for a couple of days, and you may have cold or flu-like symptoms for 48 hours. That's the sum total of the side effects I was told. If I was made aware that there was clotting issues, if I was made aware that, in reality, having no underlying health conditions, being supremely fit because I was a steel erector, and I carried a very manual physical job, there's no necessity for me to take a vaccine. I would have survived the virus. It's a 1% fatality rate at my level of fitness and health. So yes, we have been lied to. Not just the UK. Governments all around the world have lied to lots of people. And the problem we've got is that I may have a voice, and I can scream from the rooftops, but unless the public around the world surround us and support us, go on to your politicians, go on to your MPs, go on to your rulers, make them aware these issues are not going to go away. Now, the numbers I gave you were for fit only in the UK. We've not even touched on myocarditis, pyocarditis, Bell's palsy, Guillain-Barré syndrome. The list goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah, there was just a list of, it's almost 1,000 athletes now that have had heart attacks or blood clots or died post-vaccine. Almost 1,000 athletes. I think the number was just 800. 1,000 of them on record, post-vaccine side effects. Many have died. Average age, 23. So, Alex, let me just ask you this. In closing, and I've only got 60 seconds left, and I thank you for coming on air with us, and we ask you just Godspeed and God bless you in your journey. How has this experience changed your worldview?
My worldview is I still believe that out of the 6.7 billion people on this planet, 95 to 90% of them are good, hard-working, loving people who want to do the right thing. My views haven't changed. I'm still a positive guy. This won't change me. I'll fight, but it won't change me. Thank you very much for having me. Thanking you for allowing me to speak my voice. And I hope that people listen. If I can save one life, that's enough for me. Thank you, everyone.
Well, thank you. And again, we say Godspeed to you and your journey and the connections that you're making there, and your fight against the government, that their propaganda, the corporate propaganda, the government propaganda, force you to take this vaccine. It's altered your life. And now they just don't care. They just throw you off the scrap heap like they don't care about you. And, folks, I just don't want to see this happen anymore. I'm sick of it. This is not how human life is meant to be. Let's just call it what it is, folks. Government intervention is just evil. It just is. Government intervention is just evil. And you know what? This is what happens when you let it happen.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us, if a shirt costs
costs $5, we're selling it for $5, fresh, actually produced. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And I'm joined in studio by Cody Wilson. He's been involved as the Director of Defense Distributed and Ghost Runner for almost 2 decades. He's been fighting for your right to defend yourself and to a firearm, which the Biden administration and the Democrats are on a full-out war to take those rights from you. So we heard about yesterday they're making this big deal about a ghost gun rule, so we wanted to get Cody Wilson in today. He's one of the pioneers of 3D gun printing and one of the best advocates for your Second Amendment freedoms, and so he joins me here today. Now, Cody, just to start with what they talked about yesterday, what they announced yesterday, give it the face value report, but then we'll talk about what it really means.
Yeah. You had a rose garden ceremony. Joe Biden is pronouncing the ATF's name, things like this. And he says,
oh, geez,
oh,
yeah.
Celebration. Well, you know, this is some momentous gun control we've achieved together, the fulfillment of the promise of the March for Our Lives, the post-Parkland shooting. But all they were really able to boil their efforts down to was saying certain kits in the mail are now going to be included in the definition of firearms under the law, which itself isn't like an illegal rewrite of the statute. The statute literally means some things are firearms and some things aren't. So they're just trying to tuck as much as they can into a new definition of firearms. And they're targeting a way that people make guns at home with kits in the mail. But you get the sense that this is kind of a letdown for gun controllers, I think.
Well, and in two ways. First of all, I mean, essentially, with this logic, they're going to say a 3D printer is a gun. I mean, you can't even have a 3D printer because that's a gun. I mean, that's essentially the same thing as you can't have the materials.
That's smart. So today, in their rule, they say, well, of course, we don't mean that. But actually, if you read their rule, they do give themselves, like they equip themselves with the logic to say that. Well, if you sell a part and then some other parts, and depending upon the equipment and instructions you provide, maybe that is a firearm, which is an insane definition of a word, which should have a normal dictionary kind of construction. We all know what a firearm is and what a firearm isn't. Right, but they're trying to give themselves, if not today, for 5 years, 10 years down the road, the next ATF director, the next super progressive that get elected, maybe Kamala Harris, to say, well, of course, I'm just regulating firearms. What's wrong with that? But she means something much larger in its scope.
Yeah, and what does it really mean, though, folks? What it really means is that they want a gun registry. They want every gun on the record. They don't like you having any privacy, any private firearms. They don't like that. So that's the approach they take is, hey, we just want to make sure we know where your guns are. We just want to make sure that there's no ghost guns out there, that we, the government that loves you so much and wants you dead, we just want to make sure that we have all those guns on record. And so we're going to, so they act like it's this innocent, oh, we're just trying to help you, typical government approach. No, this is more infringement on our rights.
They want it both ways. It's somehow neuro-linguistic programming to say, like, well, your private right to make a firearm, which you've always had since this has been a republic of any knowledge, somehow that private right is scary, right? It's, ooh, it's a ghost. It's spooky. You shouldn't do it.
Like, look out, your neighbor might have a ghost gun. Oh, it's a ghost. It haunts you.
Right. And it programs this idea that the government has this need to know, which, of course, it does not. We recognize a privacy interest in almost everything, especially our fundamental rights recognized by the Second Amendment. So it's a way of divorcing you from what it should be, I think, a standard traditional activity. If you have the right to keep and bear arms, surely you have the right to make these arms and to know how to make them. But they're saying, well, no, in your interest, of course, we'll take that away from you because safety and our police and all these things are so much more important. And like you said, don't you know we love you? It's just
as they want to defund the police. So, oh, I can't defend myself. The government took my gun because they love me so much. Now a criminal's got a gun to my head. Let me call the cops. Oh, wait, the same people that took my gun defunded the police. Oh, I guess I'm just here to die now.
Yeah, exactly. There's no role. There's no legitimate role for self-defense or especially opposition of the government if they don't have access to the serial numbers on those firearms. And as has been disclosed in other things, and I'm sure you're reporting and Alex is, even though the ATF is barred by statute from having a database of actually recording who has transacted in firearms and who owns what, they've admitted in court filings and other things that they are, in fact, building this illegal database.
Yeah, we know that's a lie.
Yeah, and of course, we should have always suspected it. But Biden's new rule is a part of this, which is to say there will be nothing outside of these tables of registered firearms with serial numbers, which, by the way, we're secretly recording. There will be nothing outside of
it. We're not recording, but by the way, here's all the paperwork so we can record it.
Right, exactly. And the ATF has even admitted to not just its public guidance, which is insane and arcane, and you can't get through it all. Even today's or yesterday's rule is something like 364 pages. Good luck. But beyond that, the ATF admits that it has even secret guidance underneath this. So even if you could get through the 364 pages, there's the guidance that they don't even show you.
And once take this down the field a little bit. What are they really afraid of? Well, the corrupt government that wants you dead, of course they don't want you to have a firearm. When they come to kill you, they want you to lay down and die. Don't you get it? It's because we love you so much. But I found this amazing, and this is one of the more frustrating things where I wish more people could think logically and reach logical conclusions as to where all this goes. Like, for example, one thing Biden said leading up to the election was, because the Democrats have really become anti-Second Amendment now, it's party policy, is, hey, you know, not everyone was allowed to own a gun in 1776. Not everyone was allowed to own a gun. Really? Okay. Who wasn't allowed to own a gun? Oh, slaves. That's right. Slaves weren't allowed to own a gun. So they want to make all of us slaves. But here's their new buzzword. Biden claims Second Amendment didn't say you can own any gun you want. No, you're right. You know what the Constitution is and the Bill of Rights is? It's to protect us from the government. They seem to have forgotten this, Cody.
It's a willful ignorance. It's a malicious ignorance. And obviously, when I see the government defending, let's say, restrictions on firearm ownership, they go, well, historically, we've always had these restrictions. And as you mentioned, these all come from post-Civil War or, let's say, slave code regulations where there were literally disfavored classes of people who weren't allowed to own firearms. That's not what we mean. And that doesn't mean that's traditional or that's for a lawful purpose. The right to keep and bear arms is absolute, and it shall not be infringed. It's in the text.
And, of course, it's being infringed upon every day. But that's what I'm saying is they're able to get away. It's the same thing. They say, oh, the virus shut down the school. The virus shut down the – no, the government did that. That's not a damn virus. No virus came to the school and said, you got to shut down now. Sorry, I'm here and I'm taking over. No, the government did that. So it's the same thing. They always want to put blame on something else somewhere else when it's them doing it. The Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, is to protect us from the government. And now they've somehow flipped it to say, well – the government says not everybody's allowed a gun, slaves. And the government says, well, the Second Amendment doesn't say you can have any gun you want. Well, that's not for them to decide.
Yeah, that's right. And if anything, the Second Amendment is clearly built to protect military-grade weapons, of the Revolutionary era for this structural purpose of militia defense of the freeholders or something. So if anything, the Second Amendment's about having the cannons and things that Joe Biden says you shouldn't have and not having handguns. And so everything has slowly kind of flipped in the many generations since then. And there's all these absurdities for that reason. But, you know, this ghost gun conversation specifically, to your point, seems to be about reversing the standard of care to say, well, doesn't the government have a right to be defended against all you evil gun owners that we don't know about? The answer is very plainly, no.
So that's what my next question was going to be. What do you think this ghost gun, because clearly they want that to be in your mind now. The whole term ghost gun, that's the buzzword that they've chosen. They probably had thinking tanks, focus groups decide ghost gun is what we're going with.
That's right. Yeah.
They might, should it be villain gun or ghost gun or, you know, maybe black gun? Oh, that might be racist. So what do you think the real motive of pushing this whole ghost gun thing is right now?
Honestly, man, I think this is a little bit of Emperor Wears No Clothes. Like they're spinning what they can out of almost nothing because – the ghost gun settlement, this problem affects less than 1% of crime guns, less than 1% of murders or any of the things like when Joe goes to New York to deal with a new mayor and say, hey, I'm going to somehow tamp down on the double murder rate that we've had in the last 18 months.
Which is going to double again this year, possibly.
Exactly. Ghost guns are a vanishingly, almost infinitely small part of that problem, like nothing, statistically nothing, no part of that problem. And so because he can't achieve some meaningful settlement or compromise for the crime problem, which is something that they own and encourage, right, with their shock troops in the cities. And you've seen it in January, of course.
Well, they want to arm Ukrainians all day long, but not you.
They literally are about, like, sowing this division and this armed conflict in our country and others. And, of course, when they can't deal with that problem, they have to point to the lawful gun owner and say, well, something about your freedom here that we haven't addressed is the problem, and therefore we've solved it, and therefore we're not to blame.
And there's two levels of this. There's the control freaks who are just petty of getting involved in your life and telling you what to do. So they just want to control your life and take your guns. But then there's the elites that don't want you to be armed because they look at you as slaves, commodities, bugs that if they want to kill, they want to be able to kill nice and easily. So, but that's why they get so panicked is, oh my gosh, you might be able to make a gun at home and I don't know about it. I can't stand that. I'm the government. I'm a lefty. I need to control your life.
The newest.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
To have Cody Wilson in studio. We should get you on again soon because you're just a great in-studio guest. You're so busy today. We've only got two segments with you. But a couple things that I want to get to before we let you go. What do you think this is going to do for the idea? Because you were mentioning it, ghost guns or 3D printed guns, it's like 0% of crime even? I mean, it's like, I'm not even sure if it registers. Yeah. What do you think this is going to do to the concept or the idea of what they're calling quote-unquote ghost guns or 3D printed guns? Because every time the Democrats push for more gun control, more legislation to infringe upon the Second Amendment rights, they just become the biggest gun salesman in human history. I mean, don't you think this is only going to promote the idea?
Well, we saw that, in fact, yesterday. Polymer 80, which was the primary corporate target of Joe's new rule, the Polymer 80 kits, they completely sold out yesterday. I'm imagining that's something like, you know, $1 million in sales like in a day.
They couldn't have had a marketing campaign work any better.
Exactly. And you know it's always going to be like this. Obama famously sold, you know, record sales for the gun industry. But it's the same thing at our company, Ghost Gunner. It's the same thing at ghostguns.com. I mean, everybody's selling out. Everybody wants kits. And there's rules like this take many months to come into effect because they're afraid of lawsuits. There's APA guidance. So this rule doesn't even become law for, like, let's say 120 days. So what do you think is going to happen in the meantime? Just kit after kit after kit. And it's like the liberals, in a sense, understand this. They know that they're not even removing the problem. And every year henceforth, it's like an evergreen issue. They can say, oh, those nasty private guns and Americans who insist on building guns outside these, we've got to, you know, tamp down harder. They'll continue to invent ways to solve a fake problem with fake solutions.
And you know, here's my thing. It's not logic if it cannot be applied universally. Then it's illogic. So their whole approach to guns is illogical. If I go out and I beat somebody to death with a Louisville Slugger baseball bat, nobody's going to go to the baseball bat manufacturing company or who provided the wood to the baseball, or maybe they'll go and look at a pine tree and they'll say, screw you, pine tree, you caused this person to die from a baseball bat death. That's insane. But that's the approach they take to guns. They say, oh, we got to go after the manufacturers. We got to go after the supplies for all the materials and everything. And so they try to shut it down. That's their logic with guns, but not with anything else. I could go buy a kiln and some clay and mold myself like a cleave or something and go beat somebody with a cleave. Oh, we've got to ban pottery and clay and kilns. I mean, of course nobody would ever say that, but that would be their logic applied equally. That's how you know it's not logical.
To be fair, of course this is all in bad faith. We all know gun control is about, you know, this bad faith effort to remove a certain political structural veto power that the American public holds on government, or at least to make that government less afraid of us. Which is a bad idea and not very Republican. As my co-founder Benjamin Denio likes to say, if you murder someone with an axe and do your time, when you get out of jail, that next day you can go to the store and buy an axe.
Make an axe. You know?
Sure, ghost axes. And
yes, ghosts with double hatchets running around.
To be fair, though, some progressives are more insane but consistent than others. And so, like, the Eternal Anglo in the UK, they do actually want to ban knives.
They have many have banned knives, yeah.
Let's not pursue them to be that.
It's like, well, how am I supposed to eat a steak? Well, you got two hands. Yeah. Pick it up, man.
You know, you bigot. Why wouldn't you eat it with your hands? Don't you care about public safety? So, you know, this I don't want to chase someone. Hypocrisy. It's interesting to note what they do and why, which is like they don't actually want to solve the gun crime problem because if anything, it's in their interest to sow this kind of demographic collapse and this tendency to make our public and metropolitan spaces completely unsafe to visit. And it is interesting, like you pointed out in the previous segment, senators like, let's say, Blumenthal, who's like a chairman of the Armed Services Committee, is exactly the same strident senator who would say no public possession of assault rifles can be permitted under the Second Amendment, but he's the very same man that says we have to give AK-47s to every Ukrainian citizen in the name of freedom.
And it's not even a secret. They know it's just random citizens walking up joining the Ukrainian army.
Of course. It's all, like, in there. Like Aaron McIntyre says on Twitter, it'll be a shame when progressives forget that they're into nationalism, borders, and assault weapons to protect democracy.
Yeah, no, that's only in Ukraine. That's only in Ukraine. They're not interested in that
democracy
for you.
Zone. Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, Biden said a big lie yesterday, but I want to get your response to this. He said, after fumbling and bumbling through the words, so I'm having to do some editing here, but he said, imagine if the tobacco industry had been immune to being sued. He went on a word fumble, mumble mouth thing, but that's what he was saying. Is that true? Is the gun industry or gun manufacturers, are they immune to being sued?
There is a special statute called the PLACA, which protects arms manufacturers against certain kinds of liability, like the use of their products in crimes, which Congress expected in 2005 was a kind of unique protection. But it is not true to say that there aren't products liability expectations and other things in this industry. That's a lie. So he's kind of conflating the two problems. It is true that the gun industry is protected against certain kinds of bad faith litigation, but for this very reason, because there's so many progressive people in the movement, which they have all this bad faith, and they want to have a hand in making and having and telling people how to make firearms. And so you mentioned big tobacco. That is actually the approach of Everytown, Giffords, all the Bloomberg-controlled entities right now. They eventually want it to be just like big tobacco. They want it to be illegal to advertise firearms on public airways, in private media, and they want to basically specify and put the not just that orange tip that you remember from like your childhood, but they want to put safety devices and crowd all those other things into firearms to where eventually all you'll ever be able to have at home is like maybe a 22 handgun that you kind of can lock away like in a cabinet at the police department.
And your bullets have to be like a mile away or something.
Yeah, like a standard.
You can actually, you know what? You can have one muzzle loader in your house.
Yeah, exactly.
You can have one muzzle loader.
Fight it, cut it down with all these this false public safety concern, products liability concern, over and over and over. And their playbook, they've mentioned this in symposia at New York University School of Law and other places. This is all in the public. They're going to follow this big tobacco 1990s approach, where they're just going to do big like the. Oh, God, what was it? The Winchester suit, the Sandy Hook shooting, the other one.
Winchester Remington.
It was a Remington suit, that's right. And they forced that big settlement with Remington because Remington went bankrupt. That was a huge problem, and they're going to continue to sue every single manufacturer.
And by the way, they're taking that as basically a protocol or a standard of how they want to go after other companies they want shut down.
That's it. So they're showing you their playbook, and I imagine until there's meaningful resistance or a major like SIG actually defeats them in court, they're going to keep doing that. And they're even sponsoring lawsuits from foreign countries like Mexico. So because there's so much gun crime in Mexico, they're actually sponsoring Mexico as a plaintiff and suing the major manufacturers.
By the way, you're just looking at some of these, I guess these are considered ghost guns by the Biden administration.
Yeah. These look like Polymer 80 kits, and of course that lowered there on that handgun may have been printed. Yeah, in fact, it very likely was. But that's just the thing about these ghost gun regs. Maybe they ban Polymer 80 kits, but of course it's completely simple, almost impossibly easy to just print the very same thing on.
Yeah, they'll have to ban 3D printers next.
And look, I'm sure there's no problem from Democrats in Congress wanting to do that. It's just they don't have the majorities. They'll have less of them after November, we think. So we'll probably see more of this on a state level before we see it again at the federal.
By the way, the irony of Joe Biden saying, oh, the gun companies can't be sued. Well, not only is that inaccurate, he's the one that goes out and promotes the vaccines all day long. And the vaccine manufacturers, as far as I can tell, is actually the only industry that cannot be sued, literally. So it's just ironic that he does that. But, I mean, when it all comes down to it, Cody, what did the ghost gun rule actually accomplish?
I think there are some strange things that we don't quite understand yet in the rule. The rule is so large, and I think it has some unintended consequences, which we're still processing. So major litigation will proceed, of course. Gun Owners of America, NRA, Firearms Policy Coalition, a number of people will bring, I think the Second Amendment Foundation and even my company will be plaintiffs in various challenges of parts of this regulation. So we'll get to see what ATF says in the litigation, as additional explanation for what they mean. But for now, I would say it remains legal to make a gun at home. They haven't challenged that. They can't challenge that, even if they want to. It remains legal to 3D print your firearms, to CNC mill them, to use products like the Ghost Gunner CNC, or like I said, to use a 3D printer to make a Glock frame. They've not really attacked the heart of this industry or its ability to be made and reproduced on the Internet. So what did they do?
Well, and you know, there's a lot of nuance there, and that's good for a free society. You want nuance. You want things to be interpretable because that provides more room for freedom and debate and discussion. So when does it, if you got a 3D printer at home, let's say somebody's got a 3D printer at home and they're thinking about maybe doing a 3D print of a gun, when is it considered, I guess, a firearm?
In the case of 3D printing, you're kind of making something from nothing. So the ghost gun rules don't really catch on because the ghost gun rules are concerned about, like, when I have a block of metal or something that's kind of pre-machined, at what point does it reach a critical stage of manufacture where the law then considers it a firearm? With a 3D printer, I make something from the ground up, so by the time I'm done, I have made a gun. I've made something that's legally recognized as a firearm. But because I didn't pass through, I just did it from plastic filament or whatever you want, I didn't pass through a regulated manufacturer or any other type of authority that needed to include a serial number. I could just do it on my own.
Cody Wilson with us. It's good to have you back. The website is still defdist.org, short for Defense Distributed.
Yeah, that's right. Defcad.com if you want some files, learn how to 3D print a gun. Ghostgunner.net if you want to mill them.
Well, and you've been empowering people with the 3D gun technology for years now, and you've gone through your fights, and we're glad you were with us here today. Cody Wilson, folks, you want to learn more about 3D printed guns, defdist.org. Cody, thanks for joining us today.
Sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Stein, I think he's in the studio. He's in the house. He might be in a woman's swimsuit. We'll find out soon.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.